Hour number two of the program here on a Wednesday morning, so that means we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk joins us. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It is Wednesday morning,
but our work
is not finished.
It's sunny.
And I'll bet sunny ever in Ellettsville.
Well, you know, it is trying to. It is really trying to.
A little foggy over here.
Okay.
We'll burn that off, though, I promise, and we'll have a nice afternoon. The city budget hearings take 4 days. They ran Monday through Thursday, a week or so ago, and did all that. The county started yesterday. You go through today, is that right, Marty, just Tuesday and Wednesday?
Oh, well, that's for this week.
Next week.
Right, and then next week, let me see if I can find my...
Just give us a gross estimation if you'd like.
Okay, it's on a big long sheet, so I can just say that we come back. We also have meetings on the September 6th, and we have meetings on August 31st, which is today.
Right.
And then we come back on the 6th, and on the 19th, and on the 21st.
Good.
And on the 22nd.
That's how it should be.
And that's just part of it.
Yeah. And we have you on every Wednesday to kind of translate what's happening and what's going on. And as the meetings got kicked off yesterday, we saw on page 3 of today's paper about the solid waste district. And Margaret and I talked about this last hour. And the county council okays the solid waste budget. But there are plenty of questions in here that I don't think we have all the answers to. And that's why we have you on, try to help us out with all this. The first thing that jumps off the page is the $100,000 consultant study, or whatever we want to call this, is been okayed on that. The question is, how many of these have we had prior? And I mean, the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Haven't we hired consultants to assess this before?
Well, it sure seems as if we've had one every year, but I really would have to look to see whether or not. We talked about having someone advise us or whether we just thought we were so smart we just moved forward. This has been on the plate for people to try to make a wise decision about what to do with this. And let me tell you, I served on the county council back when the county was in charge of the landfill out there. And all of the problems we had with that. And
why did the county get out of the landfill business?
And when we got out of the landfill business, we closed that.
Why did they get out of the business? That's the question. Why do we want to get back in it so bad if we've already gotten out of it once?
Well, there are those who think it's better for the environment if we recycle here and sort things here rather than... taking our recyclables, which we've already done, those that are being collected are already being collected out in the county at these rural sites. People who are dropping off their trash or recyclables there, it's already happening. So that's already been pulled out of what would be a dual stream. It's already been pulled out. And that's already going in to recycling facilities. Whether it's ours or someone else's, it's still not going into the landfill at elsewhere. Well, it's not our landfill, but it's being hauled elsewhere. So why do we think we can do it better? We're not going to grow the amount of recyclables we're receiving simply because we're not growing the number of people who are using the rural sites. Unless it's people coming in through the other counties and dropping off their, you know, recyclables for free here in our county. If they love doing that, we get paid the bill. But, you know, if you have the city, it's just like a donut. If you have the city that's not using it, and by the way, they're paying that solid waste district tab just like anybody else. Everybody throughout the county pays that bill. So if you're living in the city and you're disposing of your trash through the city's use, if you're out IU and you're not participating in the county recycling, and if you live in all these subdivisions real close around the city where the subdivisions are heavily populated, you'll see trash receptacles out when it's trash day. So they're not participating in running their garbage out to be separated. And we can't tell, the county cannot tell those private trash haulers where to take that trash. So it still ends up being the same people that are using the rural sites, and they're already doing it. So if we put together this very expensive, non-sustainable that I can see to make, to be financially solvent.
Well, that's the question to all this is, how is any of this going to get paid for?
Well, write your check.
Yeah.
You know, if it's pushed forward and it doesn't work, then you're already stuck with the facility, and somehow or the other you're going to have to pay to operate it. And at some point in time, my thought is they'll probably come back and say, now we want
If this plan sounds so good to some, why doesn't the city and Indiana University jump on board? Why did the city 2-3 weeks ago come out and say, well, here's our revised trash plan. Here's how we're jumping into the 21st century. There was no mention of any of this. They're off on their own doing their own thing.
And not only that, but Mayor Hamilton sits on this board, too.
Right. And
so why are we going in different directions?
Let me run down how he reacted to this budget.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound like he's saying the same thing at the city level, so...
He did not vote in favor of this.
Well, that's not surprising, because...
when you're looking at that board, the mayor did not vote in favor of this, one of our county commissioners did not vote in favor of this, and the representative from Ellisville Town Council did not vote in favor of this.
Boy, they sure make it sound like it was a whole unanimous thing every time they write a story about this.
Well, they did not. It was a 4-3 vote, and at the last minute, Commissioner Kiesling, who had spoken against doing this and felt it would not work, then at the very last minute, after making all the tips, she turns around and votes for it. I about fell off my chair. So, you know, whether it's just a feeling that, well, there are those who want it so bad, let's just go ahead and put this in the budget, and maybe this consultant will come back and convince these people who want it so badly that this is not going to work, or maybe the consultant will come back and convince me that it will work. But I see nothing in the tea leaves that says it will work. I see something in the tea leaves that people will just do
we
it
are
anyway.
Just going to flush another $100,000 down the toilet. And
I would like to see a complete changeover in some of the representatives on the board, because they seem to have blinders on to the fact that this has been that one mistake after the other.
They
approved going ahead buying this materials to build a building, and it's still sitting there out at the landfill. Now, supposedly, it's covered and everything not being
It sits.
But they didn't have a full budget about how to build it. Now, this is, I don't think this is as clear to people what's being presented. Not only do they have trucks included, sure, they don't have to go ahead and buy them, they just have to go ahead and build the building. And they didn't,
Marty.
But listen to this part. The most egregious thing is this consultant, if they come back and say, yes, this is a good deal, that means they've got to find ground to put this, because they've already said they don't want to do it out where the old landfill was. So remember when we went through this before, when they were trying to figure out where they were going to put a MRF?
Yeah, not in my backyard.
Yeah, people said, oh, well, I love a MRF. Oh, but don't put it here. I mean, we've been there before. And who is going to pay for buying the ground?
The taxpayer.
Well, we will. And then who's going to pay for build a facility? We will. And then
who's
will
gonna
pay
drive
for
the trucks?
All of the shortfall? We will.
Marty, I just found in the Herald Times a story back on March 13th of 2013 that references a consultant who they went and did this exact kind of study with back previous to March 13th in 2013. They don't mention how much money they spent on it then, but there is a story mentioning a consultant who was talking about this back in 2013. Now, you know, I don't know.
3 years.
What in the world are we doing? I mean, why don't we just take the money out on the courthouse and just put it up in flames? Because it's about that much that we're doing with it. This is obscene what we're doing with taxpayers' dollars here. And I cannot believe that there's anybody who's sitting on that city council, or I mean county council, who doesn't have a memory and can't remember this. And I know darn well that some of the people who are sitting on the commissioner's seats do remember this, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Well, it's just that if we have that solid waste district board and they vote on this proposed budget, but remember, their vote is not supposed to be final. That's just a recommendation, because the way this works is the county council is the deciding vote. And the county council continues to just go along with whatever the board says. And that just, to me, is wrong. And it is not that I don't respect the people that work out there and try very hard to make those budgets work and make sure that they're spending money in ways that they're supposed to. We have brand new leadership out there, someone who's been around forever, but who is now the new district director. They're working very hard to make all of this work, but they're also following the guidelines of what their board tells them. So I'm not finding fault with the people at Solid Waste District. And I'm not finding fault with the rural sites, because those people who use those rural sites really appreciate them.
Of course they do, but that's not the point of any of that.
Absolutely not the point. Absolutely not the point. The point is, what can we do to provide this service at more efficiently, if that's possible, or in a way that is financially responsible? And all of this business of buying trucks.
That board does not
care. And remember, that means you have to hire more people, because, you know, those trucks aren't going to drive themselves. And you have to find a place where you're going to even store the trucks. So and store these roll-offs, because there's no place at the rural site to put these extra roll-offs. You know, the trucks have to get the roll-offs, take them out to the rural site, switch over from the full roll-off to the other one, and then haul that someplace. Well, there's got to be some place to store all of this.
Why isn't there a unified trash front? Why does the city want to do one thing and the county want to do a different thing?
And we have IU here. It would seem like it would make some sort of sensible thing to combine it. But, you know, I think the really what's going on here, Marty, is that there are entities here that actually are looking at their bottom line and don't see this as being viable.
Either that, or, you know, trash is a big business. Maybe there's something behind the scenes I'm not seeing. Maybe I'm not suspicious enough. I don't know. All I know is I go in neighborhood after neighborhood after neighborhood, and all of the trash receptacles are out there in front, out here in the county where I represent. And they're not hauling, they're not putting their garbage in their car and driving it out to the rural site. And if we did, if thousands of us put our garbage in our cars and hauled them to the rural sites, can you imagine what would happen to the carbon footprint there? It makes no sense.
And you know what happened to the air freshener business? Oh, baby. Those car little things you put on your dashboard? Oh, man. We'd buy stock in those, wouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in every Wednesday. So the consultancy fee for $100,000 is in the budget. Is there a timetable on when all this happens, or are you just worried about budgets right now? You've signed off on the money.
Right. Right now, I'm just going through the budgets, and I try to watch the meetings of whoever's just making other decisions before it comes to us, or meeting with department heads or so forth. So,
can I ask you one more trash question? Because I don't know how
this
works.
Are you a trashy person?
Well, I am. I'm Oscar the Grouch, and I live in the trash can. But what I don't understand is, and this is simplistic, and that's, I would think I'm not the only one thinking this, the county wants to do one kind of MRF. The city wants to do a different kind of MRF. How much MRF can a MRF 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 if a MRF MRF can MRF MRF?
No, the city's not talking about a MRF. The city is talking, they're not talking about MRF. They're talking about just collecting the trash and going to a single stream. Going to single stream for collection purposes.
Okay, so that's not a MRF?
It's not a MRF.
So you go to a single stream and a dual stream.
The dual stream means that people separate their paper and their recyclable glass, plastic, that sort of thing.
So why wouldn't the city do that? Because the city's got more things.
City does it now, right now. Okay. They do have it collected that way. But they don't have a MRF at all. They send it away.
Okay. So the city's going.
Could we talk about some other major thing before our time runs out?
Well, don't worry. I'm the timekeeper here. Don't worry about this. I just want to make sure I've got my trash on the all figured out here because it's confusing. So the city's going to roll out a new bin for everybody where you chuck in all your recyclables in there. Great. So they have their way to do it. The county has their way to do it. So I have to drive my. Okay. I got all this. This is very convoluted, but we've got it figured out. Now, what else would you like to move on to?
Well, what I want to make sure is I did hear your conversation with Tim Mayer yesterday.
Oh, good.
And talking about, how all of this income tax, which is another new tax that we all have to be looking at for public safety and how it's going to work.
Right.
And, indeed, about how their plan is to use it for equipment, capital items. And I respect that. But let's talk about how that could affect the distribution of this total $7 million tax. Now, it won't affect it for this year, but for the following year. There's a different rule about how this tax for public safety is distributed. That is, if we even get the tax, we don't even have any of it approved yet. But when we talk about how we distribute that 1% tax, which brings in like $27 million or something like that, the state said long time ago, we're not going to reward you for having debt. So if you've got debt, that's not part of your qualifying levy. If you get any new debt, we're not going to count that. And so don't be running out getting new debt, hoping you'll get more of this income taxes. That's not going to work. Well, guess what? For public safety, if you run out and get more debt, you get more, a percentage more of that public safety. And the city, it appears, is going to be using all of theirs for what I would assume, or a lion's share of it would be for debt, because they're not going to go out and pay cash for all these fire trucks and police cars.
They couldn't
possibly
afford to, could they, Marty?
I don't have the numbers, but just financially, I don't see how that makes sense. I would think that they probably are going to go borrow to do that and use all of their proportionate share,
Marty,
for that. And then the following year, then that pulls in even more. So the county had better be very cautious about how much we are counting on to be able to use, because unless we do the same game and we run out and run up a bunch of debt so that we can see who can be the biggest spender, it's scary for the taxpayer.
Yeah, I would think so.
Marty, I don't know if you have an answer to this or not, but I thought it was very interesting that the city has decided to just go ahead and write their budget based on the fact that they're getting this money with no certainty that they are, and no contingency plan if they don't.
Well, here's the deal. They finally, the people who were trying to put this together here locally, finally listened one day last week to say, guess we better follow some state guidelines. And I'm probably being too harsh, but it seemed as though they kept writing these things up however they thought it should work, and not really looking at the guidelines from the state, because we can't do it without the following the state's guidelines. They have rewritten the whole thing, and I believe it was sent up to the state to look at, just a draft of it to say, are you doing this right or not? We still have not heard back from the state, but here's the thing. If as long as the city makes certain they are do exactly what the state is saying how it has to work, then it's going to then they're still going to get the revenue because they have controlling vote. And you better believe they're going to make sure it passes because they're counting on that for all their budget.
Yeah, they sure are.
And we have looked at it, and we're not going to make finalized decisions until perhaps the very last meeting to make sure that we do have it. But we feel more comfortable now that it is going to happen. So we're trying to see if we need to adjust some budgets as we go with the final vote, trying to correct it toward the end to see what we need to do. But the city wants, I don't even know when their official budget hearing date is, because they can correct all this as well if for some reason this wouldn't go through.
So, Marty, what is everybody going to do if it doesn't pass?
Oh, I just can't imagine.
Everybody is acting like it's freaking Christmas. That's what they're acting like. It's Christmas time now.
Okay. Well, I don't know what your Christmas is like, but you know what? If you charge a Christmas and then you don't get your revenue in to pay for it, then you're in real trouble. Now, I just don't understand why this wasn't put in place way before we started in on the budget. Because if for whatever reason this doesn't go through, I just can't imagine what's going to happen with these budgets every place. I know that the county and the town of Ellisville, they're trying to budget with the idea if it doesn't happen, here's where we're making cuts or adding on, and then we can adjust it very quickly. Perhaps the city's doing that as well, because it appears to me that what the city's doing right now is not official budget hearings. It looks like they're more like work sessions.
The city council meets tonight, 6:30 p.m., so that's the city council. If you have any questions about what's going on over there, that's an hour earlier than usual tonight, so I wanted to make sure everybody remembers that. So if you have these questions, stop on by and say hi. Again, 6:30.
The county council will be working again tonight on our budget. So another exciting evening, and I may be the lone voice that says no on some of these. I did last night, and probably will again tonight. The only thing I can do is try to bring people to the middle to make sure that we're being responsible. And we have to remember, we are looking at this from two different viewpoints. So, and I respect that.
Well, Marty, I'm glad there's at least one person who's using a modicum of restraint and desire not to see the taxpayers get totally bamboozled here. And we
appreciate it. What I would like to see is that we don't actually budget every penny of the proposed new revenue for public safety and leave a part of it back for us to sort of get in there, get our feet wet, and see where we need to use it for the following year, what is the best all-over plan, and not just jump in and say, oh, here's all this money, let's spend it all right now.
No, that's what we always do. It spend every bit of it and then a few more, so because we don't have anything else to do. Unbelievable.
Well, wish me luck.
We will.
I wish you lots of luck. You're going to need every bit of it.
And we'll get caught up with you next Wednesday to see just how it's all progressing.